As state lawmakers prepare to grapple with a tight state budget, one nonprofit is gearing up to deal with health needs in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. The MatSU Health Foundation is stepping in to provide funding for behavioral health services in the face of expected cuts. As KSK's Ellen Lockyer reports, one program benefiting from grant money is aiming to curb drug and alcohol abuse with a focus on childhood trauma.
Recent reports of legislators eyeing further cuts to education and social services has alarmed health providers in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. As it is, the MatSU Health Foundation is trying to fill the gap in state funding with a series of grants aimed at helping health providers expand needed services for a growing population. Robin Menard is the Health Foundation's Public Affairs Director.
There is some state funding, but unfortunately, our state funding per capita is significantly less than other areas of the state. Our dollars haven't changed, even though our population has doubled.
Menard says the current amount of state funding available for MatSU is like operating with $1990 dollars in 2015. And that money is not distributed fairly, she says, as she points to a graphic comparing what state grants pay Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau per person for youth and adult mental health care and for substance abuse services. For instance, MatSU gets $13 per person for substance abuse. Juneau gets $44. Despite an escalating need for them, detox beds don't exist in MatSU, and long-term recovery centers are in short supply there, Menard says. She says two Health Foundation reports assessing borough health needs point to substance abuse as the number one health care target in the area.
And then we're also trying to look at, well, what causes people to become addicts in the first place. And a lot of times that's traced back to childhood trauma. There's a reason people are abusing drugs and alcohol.
Earlier this month, the Health Foundation awarded $1.7 million in Healthy Impact grants, and one of the recipients is CCS Early Learning, the Head Start provider in Chugiak and the Valley. CCS Executive Director Mark Lackey says the organization serves some 320 students under age 5, the majority from low-income homes.
I think we've always been very aware of the fact that a lot of our kids have trauma, and that trauma impacts their lives, you know, over the long term.
Early exposure to domestic violence or drug use or alcohol abuse are some of those traumas. Lackey says the CDC's Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, or ACEs, focused attention on childhood trauma's lingering impacts. And ACEs information is prompting changes in how teachers and caregivers relate to their students, however young. CCS is using the grant to build its Road to Resilience program for parents and staff.
With this grant that we've received from the MatSU Health Foundation, we are really working hard to educate our parents about the ACEs study. You know, even our own staff found that just thinking about ACEs in a different way changes how you really, you know, relate to children. It's no longer necessarily about the child, it's about why that child is having those behaviors.
But early childhood trauma is not a life sentence, Lackey says, and it can be overcome. CCS's resilience program started introducing parents to ACEs last year. This year, the money will be used to further train staff and to increase mental health assessment capabilities. I'm Ellen Lockyer.